Yeah,
just said how long you known her. You know, he's known her three weeks, a month, something like that, of course.
A couple of months, right. But it you know, it's that first watch.
It would sound disingenuous if you piled on after he...
Well, she's...
Went on. I'm sorry.
She's, never mind.
I thought she was on.
It was an act of God that her cell phone died out.
I'm sorry. Were there physical displays of affection, like hand-holding, hugging, kissing,
and
nuzzling?
And that's cool, but bleaching. There was petting, to a point. Petting and bleaching.
Heavy or light?
Heavy on the bleach, light on the petting. The thing that he said was, he said... And he was speaking from the heart. Now, I had a couple glasses of wine. Mm-hmm. But he's looking at this friend of ours, and he says... You know, she's like a trip to Paris.
Excuse me, it's your job at that point to knock him off his chair.
And my comment was, fortunately, I don't think he heard. I said, well, I've known her a little longer than you have, and I love her. I think it's more like a trip to Waldorf. You have to live in the D.C. area to know that Waldorf is perhaps the most exclusive of all the bedroom communities in the nation's capital.
You know, an occasional kiss at dinner, you know, hi, how are you? But these couples, that it's new romance, they're all over each other.
Now, they were not sucking face, but there was
nuzzling.
It was the hand-holding, and a lot of him looking at her just going, how can you not love her?
Oh, man.
How can you not love her?
That's the same thing. I was out with a new couple, a loving couple one time, and I was with another guy, and this couple all night long, it was the nuzzling and the hugging and then the kissing, and this guy, halfway through, out of the blue, I didn't see it coming, goes, stop! Stop it. Stop it right now. And I've never been more proud.
Yeah, that's great.
No, and they stopped. And because they weren't, you know, they were so like into their little lovey land of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do it at home. Get, you know, the old adage, get a room.
You know, okay. I've twice had a trip to Paris, and I found it tedious, and I found it smelly.
Amen. That's what you are, the perfect American.
Thank you.
Never forget that.
Well, it's a dirty city.
It is.
Let's see. Have you heard?
Unfriendly.
And that's just what I've heard.
About Paris.
Yeah. I mean, I understand they should probably have the whole city bleached. Probably clean it up a little bit.
Sure, it never hurts.
That's nasty.
It's a hole. It is. Paris is just a hole.
I can't get that previous thing you were discussing out of my brain.
That's why I mentioned it. And when I said semicolon, made me think of it. Because now, Frida comes up to bed last night, and it's like 10 o'clock Sunday night. I'm watching the Rosie Retard movie. Uh-huh. I'm loving it. And during a commercial, she says, turn on the cable.
Did they show it?
No, they just talked about it.
Oh, yeah.
It was just on basic cable.
Did they use the same stuff you bleach your teeth with?
I don't know.
I'm sure it would have to be mild, stronger.
I said to Frida, she must have a real problem back there, this woman, if she's got so much hair.
Yeah, it isn't about the hair.
It's not about the hair.
No.
Well, what? I mean...
It's about skin pigment.
But, I mean, I've seen
pigment that matches and pigment that doesn't.
Right.
Thank you!
Right.
It's very, very popular around the Pacific Rim.
more women.
That's what
it is. More women want the pigment to match.
Yes. Yes.
Man, if you're thinking about that part of your body that much. Interesting.
Oh, that's wrong?
Well, maybe not, but I mean, I don't know.
Exit, not entrance. Exit, not entrance, Buzz.
Well, some people just want to brighten it up.
Unless you want to squat over a mirror.
Hey, Ray.
I do every morning.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys.
Hello. Hi there. Hello.
I just want you to know that, you know why Rosie can't tie it and wear makeup at the same time?
You what? What? Hold on. Start again.
I'm still thinking about Rob's squat over the mirror.
And then I give myself the thumbs up just like the Blue Angels when they're ready to fly.
Ready to go.
I go.
All right, we will start again.
Yeah,
I apologize.
Okay, Sam, please accept my apologies. I was distracted.
Quite all right. I just want to know if you guys knew why Rosie can't diet and wear makeup at the same time.
Why?
Because it's hard to eat Jenny Craig while you have Mary Kay on your face.
Okay. That's an old. Oh, you snuck one in there.
Now hold on. Listen, are you a lesbo?
Yes, I am.
Ah,
she gets the pass. Does she get the pass because of that?
Yeah, she gets the pass. You can make fun of your own. Okay.
Yeah, I had to. I'm sorry.
You're the second lesbian now that's called the show today. Are you, as a lesbian, embarrassed about Rosie O'Donnell's performance?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I'm hearing you.
There she is again. Shut up.
That's right, Rosie. Have you heard this lady on the phone?
Yes.
Yes. And what do you think of her?
Excellent.
Excellent. Would you like to do anything with her?
Yes.
What would it involve?
Toilet seat!
Okay. Oh. Enough of the toilet seat. Okay, thank you. Goodbye, honey. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Oh, so many things in my brain on this show today.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
after my morning squat, I normally have to buy my Windex at the Price Club.
The big junk.
He called Mike's house. Carla picks up and goes, hello? Is Mike there? No, he's doing squats.
He's doing squats over the mirror upstairs.
He's doing squats. And here I was foolishly thinking, you're working now. But I guess you were working. Now, you are working.
Well, technically, you're working. Yeah, sometimes on a hot day I'll break a sweat. Absolutely. Sure.
You made Joan roll her eye when she drops off the
wall. Hey, Lada.
Not enough, Joe. Hey, Lada. Hello.
Hey, Lada.
Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're great, thanks.
I too missed the Rosie's tour de force, but I'm detecting a little Jeff Spicoli in her voice.
Jeff Spicoli?
Fast Times?
So many comparisons from Fast Times right. Ridgemont High.
Right. Yeah, that was sheriff.
Okay, I don't know if I heard that one. That might be the first one I disagree with.
My head scratch.
Don and Mike.
Hi, this is Jeff from Sacramento. Don and Mike, radio gods.
Yes, hi there.
I'm calling to let you know about the bleaching. That was Tabitha Stevens. She's coming back for a last porno, and she wanted to look her best.
Tabitha Stevens, so there's a porn star named after the little girl
with the character. Yes.
Tabitha.
Didn't we have Tabitha on the show?
I don't know, Mike.
Yeah, but not the porn star, Karen Murphy.
We had the real Tabitha on the show.
That's right.
I tried to erase it from my memory.
She wouldn't wiggle her nose for you.
She wouldn't, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
God, and then elephant memory over there.
There you go.
She wouldn't wiggle her nose.
Right.
So I beat the tar out of her.
I love you, I have to go. I have to go catch a bus.
Okay, right, catch your bus.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This Power Hour of WJFK's Don and Mike Show is brought to you by Dave and Buster's.
The Don and Mike Show.
Nice run.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show. At every high school, there's one girl every boy notices, every male teacher looks at, and every man wants.
Hello?
Naughty cheerleader. Why don't you let her turn you on, too? The naughty cheerleader. The girl of every man's wildest dreams.
Yeah.
Don't miss The Naughty Cheerleader. In color. Rated R. No one under 17 admitted without parent. From Independent International.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, the joke stops now. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Right. Go to our website if you want some fun. www.donandmike.com.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
donandmikewebsite.com. It's May the 2nd, and we are giving away a vacation a day in May.
All right.
Every day we're giving away a vacation to beautiful Las Vegas. Courtesy of Independent Air. FlyEye.com.
Bye.
And we'll give away today's trip. Now?
No.
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 Later?
Yes.
Yes. Don't bring me down, though.
Our dad is dead.
Just brought me down. Made me want to throw dirt at you.
I don't think it's right to throw dirt on somebody.
I love to throw dirt on you. Do you hear me?
I'm hearing you.
Are you the sheriff?
It's me, the sheriff.
Okay. Don't be so fussy.
You know me. I'm fussy.
You know. What do you do with your bowels? There we go.
Thank you, Rosie.
Thank you.
All right. Happy bleaching.
Okay, Jesse. Here they are. I like the fishies. What do you like?
This one's soft.
Oh, but Jesse, that one's ugly. Nobody wants to sit on that. You know me. I'm fussy. Yeah. We need some help. I'll get it. Can we have assistance, please, in row number one for toilet seat?
And they're pawning the head off as acting.
Yeah, well, it's one of the worst performances I've ever seen.
We'll hear more of that. We'll hear more of that, and we'll let you play with the soundboard. We'll do the calls with the soundboard.
Very good.
A couple of things I wanted to get to on Friday, didn't today. Some are new and some are old. If you get the new National Enquirer, you'll read a great story about Tommy Lee, who's been out there for a while,
right.
That he goes into a club, and he picks up a chick.
Right.
But a lot of people noticed as they were leaving the restaurant that the chick had been in a men's urinal.
Yeah, they cut the woman taking care of business the male way.
But he is a she, and they don't have a picture of him yet. Pat O'Brien, the guy from Access Inside.
Inside Edition?
The Insider.
Inside Hollywood Insider, whatever.
The Insider. That's the name of the show.
Entertainment. Access Tonight. Yeah.
Anyway, he's in rehab, as you know. And because he cares, and we desperately care, he's going to make an exclusive appearance when he comes out of rehab. I say reverb.
Reverb.
Reverb
is there. Echo.
Hi, Mike.
Hi there, Billy Big Reverb. Voice.
When he comes out of rehab, he will be on the Dr. Phil show exclusively.
Oh, now, why did you do it? Why did you take the drugs?
Open your eyeballs and you can see that he's a little bit of a jerk.
Who the hell is that?
Just sick and sick.
I think we should all root against Pat O'Brien ever since we found out he answers his phone by saying, O'Brien.
Oh, now
that's where it started.
This is it. That's interesting, too. This is about Martha Stewart. I don't know if you've heard this or not. She has pissed off a judge.
Mm-hmm.
In People magazine, she's one of the most 50 beautiful people. We had that list last week. If you bother to get the rag and you read it, she says, and I'm going to read a quote now from People magazine.
Okay.
She's on house arrest. Her place is 153 acres in upstate New York.
Wow.
She says to People magazine, I walk as much as I possibly can. It's hilly here, so I get a lot of good aerobic exercise. How about this? Her probation officer is a guy named Chris Stanton. He says there's a reason they call it house arrest and not yard arrest.
Mm-hmm.
Martha's supposed to stay inside her house. During the time of Martha's confinement, she's restricted to her home, her dwelling. Whether she was granted permission or not, I can tell you she was not. I'm going to look into it. We are going to officially review the article and see if there are any violations.
Now, when you get that ankle bracelet, can't they tell if you're leaving your house?
Yeah,
radius.
You would think that they would know. Yeah. I assumed, because when they showed house arrest and they showed those helicopter shots of that fantastic, like, Robin Leach place she lives in,
right.
I thought, sure, she could roam wherever she wants.
I thought so, too.
But this guy, the guy who's
the probation officer, judge or probation officer.
No, it's a probation officer. Okay. The guy's now saying,
that's who you don't want to tick off.
He says, listen, I'm going to go talk to the people at People magazine. I'm going to see if they have pictures. If they got pictures of her outside, that's big trouble.
And wasn't she complaining also about having to wear the ankle bracelet before? So
yes.
She's not exactly a model parolee.
She also went to some award ceremony, which she said was part of her work, and she's allowed out of the house for her work a certain number of hours a week.